Welcome back to Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. A couple months ago, you would probably have characterized 26-year-old Catonsville resident Devin Allen as an aspiring photographer. While holding down a gig working with autistic people from midnight to 8 a.m., he was squeezing in as much street and fashion photography as he could. He'd only started shooting 2 years ago. Allen grew up in West Baltimore, and when the protests started after Freddie Gray's death, he felt compelled to pick up his camera and hit the streets. He put his photographs on Instagram. Then Time magazine put one of those photos on its cover. Overnight, Devin Allen's life changed, and he's here with me now in the studio to talk about it. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So tell me about the moment when you picked up your camera and headed to Sandtown.
When I first grabbed my camera, I knew the possibilities that there were going to be riots, you know, the type of city that Baltimore was. I just wanted to document it and show people, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly, every aspect. You know, I knew the media wasn't going to tell the full story. So when I grabbed my camera, I just had a vision of, you know, capturing every single moment, every single protest, and everything else in between. So the goal was to basically beat media to the punch. And that's just what I did.
Beat media to the punch by getting it out on Instagram, getting it in front of other people.
Yeah, so people wouldn't have to, you know, wait to watch the news to see what was going on. You can look at my Twitter and my Instagram feed because I was posting pictures as I took the pictures. They were going straight to Instagram and Twitter because of the Wi-Fi capabilities and my Fuji camera.
Before that moment, had you given much thought to how you would handle yourself in a situation like that? What kinds of decisions you'd be making on the fly about what to capture and how?
This is not my first protest. Protests when we did something here in Baltimore for Mike Brown and the Palestine and Israel conflict. I marched and took pictures at those rallies also. So I already had a concept in my head on how to capture that. The goal was just not to be biased. You know, me being a native, I didn't want people to look at the pictures and say like, oh, he's just showing one side of the story because he's from Baltimore. No, I was showing every aspect from the police side to the, you know, the Baltimore native side or people who just don't know what's going on at all. So it was a lot of issue with pictures that natives of Baltimore felt I shouldn't have took. It was pictures that show compassion, pain, love between police officers and natives. I just wanted to show the story in its complete entirety, you know, in its raw form.
Yeah, you told Time magazine that you got, quote, got some heat from photojournalists at first.
Basically because they were saying I wasn't interviewing people or the captions that I was putting, and I wanted people to understand I'm not no photojournalist. I aspire to be one now because I understand how powerful an image actually is. But I was just documenting my city because I love my city. This is where I was born and raised, and that was the goal, you know, and I don't think they understood it. They understood it after the fact once they saw the impact that I had and the views that I was changing and the people that I was inspiring. That was the whole goal. It wasn't just to just document. It was to inspire, you know.
And how, with that goal, how did you make sure that you put yourself in the places to get all the sides of the story that you wanted to get out?
You know, just, you know, no sleep. You know, I really didn't sleep. I worked at night, but, you know, I would get off work, you know, prep my stuff, decide what I was going to take, and I would be out all day. You know, I'm from Baltimore, so I knew what was going to happen, where the protest was going to start, where they was going to end, who was leading the protest, where preachers was going to be leading. You know, I just knew those things. And I just basically just ran around like a chicken with his head cut off trying to get those shots.
Were there, though, moments when you were surprised, even with having done all that planning?
Yes, it's a lot of shots that, you know, that just capture my heart also. You know, I love certain images that I love with a passion that I capture, and it's like, I took this picture? You know, like, I really took this picture, and it still is a dream to me that my work has reached the level that it has in a short period of time.
So tell me about the last 6 weeks. How has your life changed?
It's been a roller coaster. I went from being an aspiring photographer to a well-respected photographer in the photojournalism community. I actually went to the Look 3 Festival with some of the top photographers in the world, from National Geographic to Time to New York Times, and it was amazing. I got to hang with those guys and have learned so much. But the biggest thing is just that I'm inspiring so many people to pursue their dreams and also, you know, stand up for their city and their culture and speak up. And I just been put in a wonderful position that I'm actually able to give back to the community. So my biggest thing is, like, I'm working on trying to get cameras for the youth so I can start working with them and, you know, showing them what I do and why I do what I do, and try to inspire them also to document their city also in their everyday life, just like as I would do.
You said you want young people to learn everything you know about photography. How did you learn?
That's the beautiful thing. I taught myself. You know, I learned from YouTube tutorials and trial and error. You know, I wasted a lot of money buying unnecessary things, but it was a learning process, you know, and I didn't have a lot of help, you know, from anyone. It was just, I didn't know anything about photography when I started. I just knew that I wanted to do it, and I did it, and I changed my work schedule around so I could do it, you know, and I just put my all into it. And that's the beauty of it. And that's what I want kids to understand. You know, if you don't have the money to go to school or take any classes, hard work will beat talent out any day. Hard work. You can have all the talent in the world, but if you don't work hard, you know, you have nothing.
On WIPR, this is Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast, speaking with photographer Devin Allen, whose work was on the cover of Time magazine after the unrest following Freddie Gray's death. Only the third amateur photographer to cover the magazine. On July 10th, the Reginald F. Lewis Museum opens an exhibition of Allen's photographs. Do you feel that you're a different photographer than you were 3 months ago?
Yes.
In what way?
I feel my work has grown far as personality-wise. I think my work is more powerful, more meaningful, because I always took pictures that I take pictures of things that I love, and I fight for things that I love, and I think I show that in my work, and I think I learned how to really capture the essence of people since everything started. You know, I feel like my pictures pack a powerful punch than what they used to.
With everything you learned over the last couple of months, how would you go into the streets differently now?
I wouldn't go alone. You know, I did everything basically on my own, you know. I would like to have, you know, a whole slew of young photographers with me, other photographers with me. I wish there were more out. You know, I had a couple peers that was on the front lines with me, but most wasn't out as hard as I was. You know, if I had three or four more guys just like me with the same mindset I had, we can do so much together. You know, so the whole learning experience is just, you know, not just working alone and, you know, not just spreading love, but working together as a unit, as a city. Even if you're not a photographer, if that person is a painter, if they stand for the same cause I do, you know, because a lot of people are culture vultures. They went out and took pictures or tried to capitalize off the attention that Baltimore was getting in that negative light, whereas though I never wanted to be on the cover of Time or aim for that. You know, I just went out and just shot. You know, I went out with the right mindset, and I want more people to have the same mindset that I do, to just stand for the cause. Don't look for, you know, don't look for no, like, reward at the end, you know, because I wasn't looking for a reward at all. You know, I just was just doing what I felt and for the love of my city.
You also told the city paper you lost a couple of friends, and I'm sorry. What happened?
Actually, what happened was, like, my whole photography career sparked off because I lost two friends. And I lost both my best friends in one weekend.
You know? What happened?
One was shot 7 times, and the other one was shot in the head the next day. And they were, like, my brothers, you know. And that's what catapulted me into photography. You know, at first it went from a hobby. And when I lost them, one actually was murdered after I left him. You know, I left because I had to do a photo shoot. And if I didn't have to do that photo shoot, I would have been with him, and I would not be here right now. And that's when I knew that photography, I had to really take it seriously, not just for myself or for my family, but also for them, you know, because I would have been there with them. It was life-changing.
Are they still in your mind when you're on the streets?
All the time. You know, life has not been the same. You know, like, we was together every day. You know, we was inseparable. We did everything together. They were like my mother's sons also. They was at every family event. So life just it hasn't been the same ever since. I think about them every day. You know, it's still fresh.
How does that experience shape how you see your role in the community as a photographer?
I think my role is very important. One, because I can relate to every person in Baltimore, because I live here, you know, I grew up here, and I'm staying here, you know. I actually plan to move to New York to pursue photography, but I'm gonna stay here and make this my home base, because I understand that it's not a lot of people in my community that make it out or reach a certain level of success that I did with their craft. You know, and I think me being a Baltimore native and what I'm doing, I have to give back to the city. You know, I have to empower my people, you know, the youth. You know, it's like my goal is to empower them, to show them that, you know, your dreams really do come true. You can be whatever you want to be, because I'm standing testimony to that.
Skip Sanders, executive director of the Reginald F. Lewis Museum, said that your photographs, and some of them, I understand, are blown up to 20 feet in this new exhibit space, in this community space at the Reginald F. Lewis Museum. He said your photographs not only help us understand the protest, but they do something else. Quote, "The act of self-defining is important in an era where practices like racial profiling impose images upon African Americans and threaten to define their identity for them," end quote. Is that something you intended with your photographs?
Yes, I wanted to document. This is our history, you know, not just Baltimore history, but also the African American. It's our history. That's why I picked the Reginald F. Lewis Museum to do this exhibit. That's the reason why I donated my art to them, because the story needs to be told, you know, in an entire essence, in a raw form. And the thing is, if we don't document our own history, it's going to get lost and someone else is going to tell it. But, you know, Skip said it well. I have talked to Skip about things, and he's amazing. He's been very supportive of this whole process, and I thank him. You know, but they got it. When I came to them, they understood what I was trying to do. I was trying to make sure this goes down in our history books and is told the correct way, you know, with no filter.
What else are you planning this summer? The Reginald F. Lewis Museum exhibit runs until December 7th. You've got some other things in mind.
My biggest thing, I started a GoFundMe account so I can buy cameras and take the inner city kids out that I pick, you know, randomly to teach them photography, you know, to show them how to document, how to create a good image, how to shoot just like me. I want to teach them everything that I know. I plan on allowing them also their work that I work with some of these young kids in will be switched out with some of my work and will go in the Reginald F. Lewis Museum. I already talked to them about it, about switching their work around and putting their stuff on the timeline. Right now, the timeline that's in the museum is basically a timeline of the Freddie Gray protest and the riots that took place. But the timeline is also going to start falling onto the kids' works, because that's going to be, you know, the present time. Also, at the Reginald F. Lewis, we are planning a teen summit. And also their pictures will be shown at the team summit. I'll also be working with some kids from different middle schools that Reginald F. Lewis is going to put into my hands. I plan on doing free art shows around the city, period. As long as I'm working on venues with Pixelate right now, that will be sometime in August. I just want to give the city, you know, not hope, but also inspire them to get out there next time, because the story is just unfolding. We still have to go through these trials, and I don't want people to settle or let up that fire of fighting for what you believe in, because that's what happens. They fight for a little while the protests are going, but once the protests disappear, you know, that fire, you know, it simmers down a lot. And then once the trials pick up, that's when that fire is going to reemerge. But that fire has to be lit the whole time. We have to stand daily, weekly for these causes. We can't let it just fade away. So with my art, I plan on just keeping people awake and aware of what happened in April and what's going to continue to happen if we don't do something about it.
It's really good to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Photographer Devin Allen. His exhibit at the Reginald F. Lewis Museum is titled Awakenings in a New Light. It will run from July 10th through December 7th. Admission is free. Allen's exhibit inaugurates a new community space inside the museum called Lewis Now. We have more information at our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning, as well as some of Devin Allen's work. I'm Sheila Cast. Later on Maryland Morning, a guardian of history retiring. Stay tuned to 88.1.